Go, Josh. Start the show, Josh. Come on, Josh. You are ruining my dream. You are dragging your balls right across my dream. How fucking dare you? We don't have much time. We have to get this over before I shit myself. I ate two Subway. Oh, I ate two Subway sandwiches beforehand.
Two. Jesus.
Just kidding. I had half of two, so I had one. That's math, dummy. God. I am recording. Yeah, the episode is going.
Jesus.
Hi, everybody. Farthest Reaches here. I'm Matthew. That's Josh. TFR News. Back. Woohoo! First of 2023. First in almost a year.
Yeah.
And of course, it never fails. As soon as we took our break, so much shit started happening. We shot down a bunch of balloons. Like, you know, that was like 2 weeks ago, but still, there was a lot of good shit that happened. I'm like, man, I should talk about this. But I'm depressed and I couldn't.
It's fair.
It is fair. So, Love and Frogman Festival.
It was amazing.
What a fun fucking time that was.
It was a great time. I loved it so much.
If you were there and you know us, God, these are loud in this.
Yeah, they are. Stop it.
We had these little fucking frogs that squeaked and people were going fucking nuts for them. And I was almost kind of angry about it because they're like, oh my God, he's the frogs. I'm like, we're a podcast. Talk to us. We're here. Put that down.
They were free and people loved them.
Yeah.
We put so much work into the.
Yeah. Look at this dumbass fucking thing, man. Anyway, moment of silence there, I guess, for it. Bye. Yeah, we still have four left, so I guess next year we'll try and get rid of those. But yeah, man, that was, God, what a hell of a time. Met a lot of cool people.
Yeah, it was a really, really good time, especially for first year con.
Yeah, both just attendees and like vendors, you know, a lot of neat people. And man, I got so much stuff. I spent way too much money.
Yeah, you did, and I didn't buy shit.
Yeah, well.
Also,
I like supporting people. I believe in their work.
Also, and shout out to Keep On Creeping On and Appalachian Huntsman for being awesome table mates.
Yeah, we did meet some very sexy people that day too, like Chad from Appalachian Hunter Huntsman.
Yeah,
sorry.
I said it right. You're making me think I said it wrong.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, attendees and vendors both very fun. I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's me. Drinking my own piss. Getting ready when I have to survive in the wild.
You going somewhere?
In the backyard. I'm not sure how long I'll make it. Oh, all right, buddy. So, since we've been gone. Well, maybe not.
Since you've been gone.
But since maybe like the beginning of 2023, we've had some weird stuff happen. Like we always do. And I'm going to cover some of it. I mean, I don't know. Should we talk about a woman that discovered a face of a baby alien in her cabbage?
I'm going to go ahead and say that's not real.
Well, I don't know, man.
What Weekly World News site are you looking on?
I'm not on Weekly. I'm on mirror.co.uk.
Okay. Oh, it's the UK, so it's totally real.
I mean, it looks like it's spreading its legs for us.
Wow. All right. Nope. Didn't expect that.
Yeah. And she says it's a baby alien, and her son says, nah, it's Medusa. That's that story. Moving on.
What the fuck? What?
German scientists named a new bacteria after Keanu Reeves.
Oh, that's rude.
I don't know. It kicks ass.
Does it?
They named it after him after his John Wick roles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves said having a bacteria named after him was cool.
Have you ever watched how he runs in a
surreal
suit?
No. I've never seen John Wick, any of them.
They're really good.
I know,
when
I know,
runs
I need
in
to.
A suit, though, it's a little weird. His legs are a little, like, his foot does, like, little pigeon toe thing when he runs, and it's weird. But we love you, Keanu. Keanu?
That's what made the movie.
Yep.
That's good. That's what made the movie right there. Yeah, I have some articles. I'm really just going to state the title and then move on because I find it interesting enough to mention but not to go into detail. Like, lawyers in fraud case argue psychic kept evil spirits from client accused of stealing $1 million.
In a what case?
A fraud case.
Oh, I thought you said fraud case, so I got real confused.
No, a psychic was basically saying, like, to do certain things to keep off or keep away evil spirits and in turn give her, like, money. And so she acquired $1 million. But honestly, her lawyer's doing a good job because he's like, well, did she ward off the evil spirits? Because I don't see them.
That's a good lawyer.
Yeah, and then they're like, huh, shit. So
that's a good lawyer that definitely wears, like, pants that don't fit.
He has a race car bed, for sure.
100%. But
Jinx.
You already
now you owe me a butt.
What?
What the butt? Yeah, but there's that. Okay, so I guess it's time to get to the first piece of actual news that's kind of interesting.
There's a Chupacabra movie coming out. Just showed you the trailer.
He did. Chupa.
Chupa.
It sounds like a Pokemon. If Chupacabra was a Pokemon, it'd be Chupa Chupa, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But it's a like really cute cryptid movie coming out. What did I tell you? April 7th?
7th, I think.
Either 7th or 17th, but it's coming to Netflix. It looks like a kid-friendly cryptid movie.
No, yeah. I thought it was going to be a horror movie, but no. A kid finds a Chupacabra, and then the whole family's like, oh my God, it's so cute. And it like learns how to fly. Yes, it flies. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look anything like I expected it to.
Nope.
And Christian Slater's in it.
Yep.
And if no one knows who that is, that's okay. And he is what? Trying to kill it, capture it, something. He seems like the bad guy.
Seems like it.
But what is that fucking movie, that Disney movie, that kid that like finds a dragon in the fucking forest?
Oh, and Pete's Dragon?
Pete's Dragon. God damn. That's what it reminds me of. Like, it's nothing like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, but finding it, befriending it, and
it was also giving me the water horse vibes.
Sure. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I can see that too. But yeah, if you're interested in a fucking new kind of kid-friendly cryptid movie, kind of like Harry and the Hendersons little bit, but obviously a little more modern and with the Chupacabra.
All for it. You
I am too.
Fuck it.
April 7th, that's what I'll be doing.
You met my niece and nephew at Frogman Festival. They love cryptids, so I'm sure they'll be all about it.
That I did. So, news. A treasure map revealing site of Nazi plunder released to public for first time. The National Archives will celebrate its annual Open Access Day on Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. With the new calendar year, thousands of archive documents will become public again, which until then could only be viewed under certain conditions. But now, everybody is able to view this nice little map, and I guess it could possibly be the pinpoint location to a Nazi treasure, which still, I'm sure, hundreds of people are probably still out there trying to look for multiple deposits of Nazi gold, including Josh Gates. He had done it before.
Yeah.
It's weird. He's a TV personality more than anything, but he's like the only person I trust.
Yeah.
When it comes to that type of stuff.
Yep.
But it says the map suggests that the treasure is buried in the ground at a location near the small Dutch village of Almeren. It's thought the loot consists of four large boxes filled with diamonds, rubies, gold, silver, and jewelry that were stolen by Nazi soldiers during an explosion at a bank in the nearby city of Arnhem around August 1944.
You're going to dig up the treasure. It's going to be like Al Capone's vault all over again.
There's going to be fucking nothing in it. Just a note says, ha ha. Or it says something fucked up like, I was here first, Conway Twitty, or something fucked up.
Conway Twitty? What are you doing here?
I don't know. What, was he even born in 44? I'm sure he was born before 44. Conway. He might have only been like 7 months old.
Conway Twitty.
Please. And then you can look up Dwight Yoakam, Jane Fonda, whatever you want. But yeah, well, on this show, we have covered some treasure before. And if you're an avid treasure hunter, I mean, give this a shot. And then you have us to thank.
He was born in 1933, September 1st.
No shit. So he would have been 10, 11 years old. I mean, that's when Ash set off on his Pokemon journey. So I'm sure Conway could set off to fucking Almeren and find what?
Ash started his Pokemon journey in 1933?
No, when he was 10.
Oh. I was like, wait, what?
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Start your journey. He walks outside and it's just a fucking war going on.
I mean, they talk about the Pokemon war, so.
Well, that they do.
I mean, we have what, Lieutenant Surge?
He probably was a Nazi.
Probably. Never trusted him.
No.
Fucking electric.
He was electrifying though, wasn't he? Anyway, so yeah, go find treasure, and then have us to thank, and then when you do, we get a cut.
Yeah, we don't want to do any of the heavy lifting.
I don't want to do anything at all. I'm just gonna keep talking into this mic,
and hope it pays off.
And it just might when someone finds that gold and rubies and jewelry and whatever else. Okay, next from Newsweek. from the tech and science section.
I don't trust it.
1,600-year-old demon-slaying megasword unearthed in Japan. Sounds like the start of a new anime.
Yeah, I was going to say, what anime did you pull this from?
Oh, have you ever seen 1,600-year-old demon-slaying megasword? Oh, yeah, I own the first, like, 85 seasons.
Yeah, it's called Demon Slayer. It's fucking awesome.
No way. A massive 7-foot-long iron sword has been found in a burial mound alongside other archaeological treasures from hundreds of years ago.
Is it Cloud's Buster Sword?
Ooh, it might. The huge sword, known as a Dako sword, I hope I'm saying that right, was found in the city of Nara in Japan last November.
Is there a picture?
There might be. It's not the clearest picture, but I mean, you won't know what you're looking at here, but I can show you this. Because it's also laying beside a 2-foot-long, 1-foot-wide, shield-shaped mirror, which was used, they think, it was used to ward off evil spirits.
This is literally just promotion for a new anime.
I think so.
Or a manga.
I think so. The mirror itself weighed 124 pounds, and it was thought to be a Daryu mirror, which is what is used to ward away evil spirits. So you have this to ward evil spirits off. You have this 7-foot sword.
You're just swinging around a fucking Yao Ming.
Yeah. I mean, that's like...
I also realize that the very dated reference, and there's some people that might not know who the fuck Yao Ming is.
I do, though.
Yeah. Because, well, he was...
I do.
Like, I didn't even watch basketball, and, like, he was kind of iconic.
Yeah, he had that ball and he would push it down and it would come back up somehow. Like he had an anti-grav lift in his hand. Boom, 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 boom. Right?
He was a tall motherfucker.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what scares the shit out of me?
What?
The fact that I found out that the red kangaroo, it's basically max height. And it's not max, like once in a blue moon a red kangaroo will get this tall. It's just kind of like the norm. It's about 6.5 feet tall.
No shit.
And that scares the fuck out of me.
Also, Yao Ming's taller than I thought he was.
Isn't like 7'2" or 4"?
Oh, he's 7'6".
Oh,
I thought he was just like 7 foot, but yeah.
Yeah, why have a sword or a shield? Just have Yao Ming with you to ward off evil spirits.
No point if he played basketball.
God damn. Well, yeah. Like, hey, what sport's he going to play? I don't know. Maybe frisbee golf?
Hey.
Curling?
Joey was built like a linebacker and he skateboarded.
Yeah. He lined back the pavement, I'm sure, a few times. So these relics were found during excavations in the Tomiyama burial mound, thought to have been built in the 4th century during the Kofun period, which lasted from 8300 to 1710. The site is Japan's largest circular burial mound, measuring 357 feet in diameter. The blade is about 2.3 inches wide. What? That's it? Like the size of this can? But the partially remaining scabbard is about 3.5 inches wide due to the meandering shape, said the researchers in a statement from the Nara Board of Education and the city's archaeological institute. It is also the largest iron sword in Japan and the oldest example of a meandering sword. What's a meandering sword? Like, just walk around by itself? What the fuck's that mean? It sounds like it's possessed by an evil spirit. That fucking mirror didn't do its job. I mean, there's a better picture of it. I don't know. Just looks like an ancient dildo, I guess.
I don't... Not to mention, like, the way that picture is shot, it looks like it could just be, like, a very small hole in the ground that they have, like, a little metal sheet, and they're just like, we're going to exaggerate this.
Could be.
Because there's nothing in that picture that gives me any kind of, like...
There's no reference. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's fair. I need to look up what, like, a Dako sword is, because I want to know why it's a Dako sword. Like, why does it kill demons? Is it because it's 7 feet long? Is it because...
Why is it meandering?
Why is it just wandering around?
Yeah.
No one's got its eye on it. No one's, you know, got supervision over it.
The fucking started a campaign through a Critical Role when they started fighting furniture.
Yeah. God damn it. I typed this in and all it does is give me the same article over and over again. Whatever.
Because it doesn't exist. It's fake.
Blah. This is 7.5 feet long.
Oh, look. Oh, now we're already getting conflicting reports. Fucking Christ.
Fake news.
God damn it.
Fake news. Fucking... All right, but yeah.
Anime promotions.
In Japan, they... Well, hey. Maybe this is to calm people down. Because didn't we cover in the TFR news last year about a fucking rock that broke or something and a demon came out of it?
That is true.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. So maybe people are still up in arms about that. And they're like, all right, fine. All right, go get that toothpick, paint it silver, put it in that hole. I'll get real close up on it and say it's a 7.5-foot demon killing sword. All right, does that work?
Yeah.
All right, moving on to staffordshirelive.co.uk. Wow, I am just sticking anywhere but the States.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hey, we never said we'd just cover America.
That's true. And I think out of all the episodes we have, we only have a couple that branch out of the States. North America, for that
matter. I almost said I didn't like America and the world, and I was like, wait, no, we are.
What the fuck?
I'm tired.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, the scariest article I have. This is some real spookiness here. Terrifying ghost train reported in Swanlicote by two police officers. Yeah. Yeah. Stay with me. Regulate your breathing here. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Choo-choo train, bam! Sorry. The officers even said they heard the phantom train toot its horn in the spooky encounter.
I mean, right now, there's nothing scarier in the world than a fucking train, because you don't know when it's going to fucking leave the fucking tracks.
Well, see, okay. Hold on. Let's start this here. The eerie sound of a ghost train running on a rail line that no longer exists in Swanlicote, which is probably not how you say that either, has been reported by two police officers.
Two police officers.
PCs, Joe Stafford and Whitney Holmes Small, were left spooked after suddenly hearing the loud rumble of a train as they were getting ready to out on patrol at Swanlicote Police Station in Civic Way. They also heard the sound of a train's horn in the ghostly incident as they were in the yard at the police station. They said that they heard the sound of a locomotive getting closer to them as the leaves on the nearby trees started to blow. They then heard the sound of a train's horn, even though there are no rail lines for miles around.
Choo-choo.
Probably one of their fucking phones going off. You know, when their wife calls, like, oh, fucking train wreck. That's probably why that's there. But no. See, okay. I already have a hard enough time believing in ghosts, at least traditional sense of what a ghost is. Someone that died, and all of a sudden now there's like this corporeal or incorporeal form that running around and whatnot based on their soul. Now, if it's some other type of entity that we're seeing and we just think it's our dead loved ones and relatives, sure, I like that better. But then when you start branching off like, oh, my cat died and I see its ghost, I'm like, okay. And now you're like, oh, this fucking choo-choo, this, you know, that's deceased, that's just been decommissioned or whatever you call a train that doesn't work anymore. Now it has a ghost? How does one explain that?
Maybe ghosts are just part of a different dimension and it's just seeping through.
But, like, why would it take the form of something living like such as ourselves?
Like I said.
And then inanimate objects like a train.
Maybe it's not taking the form. Maybe we're just seeing a glimpse into the other world.
Like just a random other world? Like a random other dimension?
Sure. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
No. Neither of us are. I'm just like, I don't know. I need someone very smart. Maybe an engineer. Maybe a conductor, too. Get him on this conversation to tell me, no, train conductor, locomotive conductor. But to tell me how something like a train could enter the spirit world. I need to know, because I cannot wrap my head around how that's.
Ask
even...
Ghost Rider. He rode a motorcycle into the spirit world. And a horse.
Well, was the motorcycle
and a car.
Dead? I mean, people could see it. People could experience it. They could touch it. They could taste it if they wanted to. It'd burn them.
I don't know if I saw that in the comic books.
I don't know.
You hear that, things about like ghost cars and shit too. I don't know.
I mean, am I going to come down here one day and I'm going to see the ghost of an IKEA desk I had about 2 years ago?
You might.
Maybe.
That'd be weird.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, it would be fucking weird. I though will say in our first round of listener tales and then our own strange experiences, I did mention that I saw a cat that had just recently died in my window. And that's still probably the realest ghost event I've ever had. I can't explain it. It makes a little more sense as it's a biological entity such as ourselves again. But it's not like I just woke up and was like, what's that noise? Choo-choo. And I open my fucking window and there's a train on my windowsill. That wouldn't make any sense.
Wouldn't. But you had trains in your basement.
Don't you? Remind me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. My dad did. They were his.
That's right. I don't know why I just remembered that all of a sudden.
I don't know, but yeah, these two cops in a swaddling coat experienced a ghost train. And obviously that's not the first time I've heard of a ghost train. I've heard of multiple reports. Fuck, MetaZoo made a card on it.
There's a ghost train in Red Dead 2.
I had not played enough to experience it.
It's a random encounter.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. But yeah.
And there's UFOs too. It's wild.
If you're in Swaddling Coat, watch out for that train. Hopefully it can't like actually cause damage. Hopefully it can't hurt you.
Like acid rain?
Oh, is this what that is? Just another Norfolk derailment?
Probably. I saw that Ohio is suing them.
Well, good.
Which I didn't realize.
I mean, it took them four train derailments in 2023, 2022 in order to do it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that like a whole state could just sue a company, but it's happening.
I just can't believe while we were having the time of our fucking lives, a Loveland Frogman Festival, one of them derailed then.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, God. Good. Fuck them. All right, moving on to Indy100.com, which sounds like a speedway, like for NASCAR, but it's not. 28 girls hospitalized after using Ouija board at school, which I find out the correct pronunciation is Ouija. So there's that. Moving on. 28 girls have been hospitalized after allegedly playing with a Ouija board in school. The students were rushed to the hospital after losing consciousness at school. The school girls were admitted with signs of fainting, anxiety, and other symptoms. Now, it says school girls. So I guess it was just 28 school girls. Perhaps an all-girls school. The school's directors and concerned teachers, accompanied the students to the hospital.
Where the fuck were they, like, just in the middle of class?
Yeah, they're at school doing this. Is it like a after-school, like, extracurricular activity?
Yeah, were they at lunch? Were they at recess? What the fuck?
What were they using it for?
Well,
are the answers for our history test?
I mean, if they're using a Ouija board, probably to, you know, communicate with the dead.
Does
like
Justin
you do.
Bieber love me? I'm just using an 8-ball, I guess. Magic 8-ball instead. Hugo Torres, head of the Galeras Educational Institution in Galeras, Sucre Department, Colombia, said in a video statement, there were 28 possible cases of anxiety in school students. Cool. That's what I already knew. He goes on to say, given the reported cases, a series of comments were unleashed on the community that, rather than helping to resolve the situation, led to confusion and an adverse environment for our work. For this reason, INEGA is allowed to report that the students were referred to the local municipal hospital according to protocols in place. Directors and teachers accompanied the students during the evaluation process. The respective parents and or guardians were informed of the situation at the time. End quote. The school was waiting for the medical report, before providing an update on the incident. Torres also pointed out that the first two hospitalized students have underlying medical conditions. Oh, the first two. He clarified, the school is waiting for the medical diagnoses, to provide further reliable information. The educational institute also respectfully asked citizens to refrain from making early judgments and diagnoses of their own.
So don't use WebMD.
Yeah, please. Oh, God. Please don't use WebMD. You can get an idea. Because sometimes I'll use it to be like, huh, maybe this and this and this. But then I consult my doctor.
You just go to the doctor for the first time by yourself.
So fucking what? I did it. I sacked up and I did it.
Doesn't take much to get your sack.
One mother complained, I work here in a hospital kiosk and every day I see 3 or 4 children arrive after fainting. Parents, you have to move. Investigate. What's happening at our school? Because our children cannot continue in this situation. Our children always have a good breakfast, and it cannot be said that's what's happening is due to lack of food.
Man, you know fucking KFC stopped carrying potato wedges in most of their places?
No, because I don't go to KFC often.
Fucking stupid.
My wife doesn't like it.
I was fuming. Fucking bastards.
You know what? I might get KFC tomorrow anyway. Chicken bowls. Mashed potatoes. Gravy, corn, chicken, all swirling around in one little pot, waiting for my spork to dive on in, scoop them up, shove it into my black hole of a mouth while my tongue gently wraps around it, caressing. Wow, I just got horny as fuck all of a sudden. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, they can't be fainting because of lack of food. Because I guess they eat. That's all. I mean, sure. I guess they have a good breakfast. Look at that guy. He doesn't look happy. I mean, he's probably pretty pissed off that 28 of his students just passed out by looking at a board with alphabet on it.
Oh my God. Yeah, he looks miserable as fuck.
Yeah. He's like, you got the wrong board. I needed like whiteboards, not Ouija boards.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe there's a mix up.
Maybe.
Oh, man. common mistake.
Sure. All right, yeah. Local authorities are on it. They have yet to confirm whether a police investigation is underway just yet.
All right, little Susie, we need you to write on the board 2 + 2. Okay. 2 + 2 is a goal to the bus, yeah.
I'm an evil fucking spirit. And she takes out this fucking 7-foot-long claymore, basically, and hashes it.
Oh, now they're in Japan? I thought they were in Colombia.
Well, I mean, she could have visited Japan and picked it up.
That's a long way to go for a little girl.
Maybe she had shit. Amazon Prime. 2-day shipping.
Can you Amazon Prime a sword?
I'm sure you fucking can.
I'm curious.
I want it to be
delivered. I forgot I Googled Yao Ming, and I was like, why is Yao Ming on my phone?
I mean, I hope it's delivered by like a 16th century samurai, but yeah.
Oh, like the ones from fucking Tomb Raider.
Absolutely.
The fucking, did you ever play the like newer games?
I have not.
Oh, man, they're so good.
Hell, even if it was like, remember that movie Sucker Punch?
Yeah.
Even if it was like those big ass, almost like metal samurai, I'd be like, fuck yeah, man.
That's dope as fuck. What was like? Oh, yeah.
A sword. Just, I guess, type in sword.
Sword.
Real sword.
Swords, real weapons.
There you go.
Oh, I can fucking, oh yeah, I can. Totally. Fucking Amazon Prime, a 28-inch sword. Hell yeah.
I'm just gonna... See, 28 inches, man, this thing's over 7 feet.
Okay, well, you know what? I don't think I'm going to be able to get one that big. Ooh, Demon Slayer sword.
There you go. Why go to Japan?
This ranges from $69.99 to $159.99. What are the differences?
One's real, one's not.
Well, I'm not finding an option for the 159, so.
One comes with a stuffed demon target that you can hack and slash. One time use. Are you confused by those big numbers on the front of your phone screen? It's called time. It's a clock.
No, I got an update from
Pornhub.
NFL.
Oh.
And I was curious.
Your OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Matthew Plunkett has subscribed. Okay, moving on to the New York Times here, or The Guardian, or like 1,000 other websites I found it on. An elf? A witch? Mexico's president says it's mythical Alexe.
This fucking story.
What? What's wrong with it?
It's ridiculous.
Every time you do that, you rub your eyes. Why do you do that?
I don't know.
Why do you do that?
Because I'm hoping if I rub hard enough, the stupidity will go away.
Reality will just fucking shatter. And you're still in front of me. Wow. So, I'm sure a lot of other people that are into this field of supernatural, paranormal, or whatever else, have probably heard that the president of Mexico, was like, hey, well, there's a fucking elf over there. Well, there is some kind of little bit of scrutiny here and there about it.
What?
What? How could there be? Tell me more. Anyway, President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador tweeted an image of what he said was an Alexei.
I can't believe you're telling me that. I can't believe a president even in another country.
Yeah, we're still not in North America yet.
No, we're not.
A legendary elf-like creature. News outlets said it looks like a 2021 photo of another questionable creature. Dun, dun, dun. Story deepens.
I think there's an elf upstairs.
They very well might be. In Maya culture, an Alexei is believed to be a mischievous elf-like being that lives in the woods, a creature of folklore similar to leprechauns, unicorns, mermaids, and the Loch Ness Monster. So it was a surprise on Saturday when President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador of Mexico shared a picture on Twitter of what he claimed was an Alexei.
It's weird that they lump the Loch Ness Monster in that group, because most of those are like your typical like fairy tale creatures, and then they're like, oh, and here's Loch Ness.
Good point. Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. Yeah, good job, Jesus Jimenez. I think you should be fired from the New York Times now. Just kidding. No, keep your job. We need you, because I need stories like this to make content and please people. He tweets the president of Mexico. He tweets that image, which I've showed you. And when we were hanging out with the Pavloviks at that bar.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I thought it was weird because I'm like, okay, it's eyes or it's a thermal image. It's black and white, black and gray, however you want to put that. and something seemed right, but something seemed weird. Like, why is its hair like hot as hell? Well, a lot of people apparently, especially when in comparing the image that the president tweeted alongside this one, the elf-like creature has some type of like hat or something. So,
oh, an elf with a hat. How fucking original.
I know. Go back to the North Pole. Anyway. Oh, my shoes are on backwards. Hold on. Oh, God. Crisis alert. What, you didn't believe me? You had to fucking look at them?
No, I can't trust you. Can't trust you to put your fucking shoes on.
You know, trust is hard to build, but easy to destroy.
Yeah, no wonder when I come in, you're still not ready.
Never am. Anyway, yeah, this thing looks creepy. If you want to go check it out, you can go to New York Times. I mean, you can literally type in, like, Mexico president elf.
It looks like a monkey in a tree.
And it does. I mean, you can see arms, hands, and its face looking directly at whoever's taking the photo. And its eyes are reflective, maybe hot, but reflective. It's weird that the body is quote-unquote cold, just like the surroundings, but for whatever reason, its eyes and or hair, hat, turban, whatever, is hot as hell. Maybe it's just fucking fire. Maybe it's just like a demon.
I don't even know that it's a fucking thermal picture, because the fuck's this president just walking out the thermal camera?
You know, well, no, it's not. He didn't take this picture. The image shows what appears to be a figure with two glowing eyes crouched in a tree. There are a few discerning details in the photo, which appears to have been taken at night. Everything is mystical, Mr. Lopez Obrador wrote. The president's tweet was liked more than 40,000 times. Can you believe that? And it drew comments from many users who did not seem to take it seriously. Now, the thing is, there was a extremely similar, widely shared tweet slash photo in 2021 from Nelson Valdez. And look at this. There's a comparison of what the president shared and then the actual picture that was taken a couple years ago. Oh, clearly, it's the same photo.
Yeah.
But now I'm even more curious because the original photo has another one of those things on the left side in a tree.
It's just monkeys.
Now, maybe. Now, the president did say he didn't take it and someone else took it a few days ago. But I wonder, giving the president the benefit of the doubt here, because
I'm not.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that he would just get on Twitter and go, you know what I'm going to fucking do today?
What?
The fucking Keebler elves are going to be real. I'm going to tweet it right about now. I don't think he would try to do that for really no reason, unless maybe he thought the photo was old, quote unquote old. It'd taken before, but he's using it as a reference of what he had seen.
I feel like in today's society, no matter what country you go to, we have way more things to be concerned about than fucking elves and trees that are clearly monkeys.
Andre, what is his name? Obrador. I don't know his motives, his intentions or not. But the picture does exist. It has been out there for quite some time. I don't know. I can't get monkey out of this. Like, sure, it's hanging out in a tree and it's got arm-like appendages and whatnot, but just something seems off. If the photo is even real to begin with, but it looks pretty good of being just a, you know, kind of low quality type of picture taken.
I don't know. I'm going to be that person and say that it is 2023 and we should be getting better pictures.
Well, I mean, sure. But
even at night,
in order to do that, people need to get better equipment.
Even at night.
Well, I mean, what was your old phone? Didn't you have like a fucking iPhone 5?
Yeah, but that's because
exactly
I was lazy and didn't feel like upgrading my
phone. But
that's
what I'm saying.
He's a politician. That's he has all the time in the world.
And all the money.
Yeah.
But still, you can't tell them what to do with their money. They do what they want. You're getting in the way of his 15 Maseratis. Okay?
I guarantee that guy has a nicer phone than any of us.
He probably doesn't even use a phone. Probably just uses a fucking satellite to hover above the earth.
He's still got a flip phone.
I mean, maybe. Maybe he's still got one of those that pulls out a 3-foot-long antenna.
Oh, God.
I mean, if it was 4 feet longer, it could be a fucking Dacosaur. He could be killing demons. But he could have killed this elf with his cell phone.
Could've
if he just pulled the antenna.
Poked it with the antenna.
He could have.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Stay still for the picture. Stay still for the picture. Whatever. Okay. But yeah, check out the elf. You know, decide for yourselves. If you want, hit us up in the group or whatever and tell us your thoughts. Comment. And be like, whoa, that's fucking crazy. I saw one of those in my backyard the other day. I was playing Magic the Gathering with this one in my living room just the other day, too.
That'd be cool.
Wouldn't it, though? Okay, so moving on to my last story. Probably the most interesting piece. That's why I always save it for last, because then people have to stay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, this comes from theblackvault.com. The Baghdad Phantom UAP, imagery published by Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp. In the early morning hours of March 7th, 2023, new leaked, not officially released or verified as of this writing, UAP-related imagery was published by Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp during Episode 7 of their Weaponized podcast.
They weaponize podcasts now? Is that a thing?
They do. But the video is 7 seconds long, and it's a video because someone took the images that were given and, you know, put them on top of each other, composite them, and just made a little video out of it. It shows a cylindrical UAP, which is now labeled the Baghdad Phantom UAP, and it is seen in transit, quote-unquote, under intelligent control in controlled flight, and it's moving in a stable lateral direction across the video from left to right from the viewer's perspective. And it is thermographic, and it's filmed by a FLIR camera, a forward-looking infrared camera is what it is. And I think this was caught on a Air Force, like, Reaper drone. I think a drone caught whatever this was flying by. Now, what's interesting here, and I will show you the video. So here, check this out. It's starting over. It just shows a black cylindrical, like, turd. It's like someone just lobbed their turd through the sky. That's all it is.
Huh.
Yep. That's all it is. And people note that what looks to be, as some would say, like an exhaust.
Yeah.
It's not heated at all.
It's just fecal matter flying behind it.
Yeah, it's poop particles. Yeah. But there's no exhaust, heated exhaust in any way. So, of course, that, for most people that are into this, will throw out drones and jets and all the above.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you can check out the Weaponized podcast. I mean, it's in this article on theblackvault.com. And it is also on YouTube, I believe. But Jeremy and George touch a little bit more in on it about, like, who they got it. They can say, well, you know, taking their word for it, they can say they got it from a respected individual and yada yada and such alike.
I always get my sources from respected individuals.
That's it. That's all I got. I don't know. But there is someone here also scrolling down through the article on Twitter that did confirm that the location is for sure central Iraq, just as the title of the UAP, the Baghdad Phantom UAP, says so.
Huh.
But this was flying, again, in, I think, like, restricted airspace, and a drone caught it, and nobody seems to know what it is. And it also falls with the narrative about UAPs always being concerned with what us humans are doing on this planet when it comes to war, when it comes to military bases, when it comes to just fucking nuking the shit out of something.
Yeah, it's true.
They're always seen at nuclear military bases when they shut off the missiles. They're like, no, disarm those. And everyone's like, what the fuck's going on? Or when they arm them, because they're like,
yeah.
Because it's April 1st, 1972 or whatever it is, and no one understands.
But I mean, we're not actively in war right now in Baghdad, I don't think. So
no. I mean,
I don't think, because we don't know what they don't tell us, but
sure. Yeah. Actively. No, by what we know, we don't think so. Then again, this, I don't think, I don't think this was, like, recent.
Oh, okay. I guess that's fair. You didn't actually give a time frame.
So there is a date and time here that says May 14th, 2022. But even then, were we still in Iraq?
I don't think so. I mean, we might still be stationed over there, like, just to have, like, a base of operations, but I don't know.
Yeah, unless...
I'll be honest, I haven't kept up with all that. So.
No. I can't remember exactly when we, you know,
pulled out.
Escorted ourselves out. Yeah. Can't remember when the U.S. pulled out and left. But, you know, obviously, then, you know, a bunch of other rebels and such took control of neighboring states. I don't even know the correct details. And I don't want to say anything wrong for the sake of this recording. But maybe it showed up because of that.
It's possible.
When we left, and then a whole bunch of other shit went down, as a general broad term here, shit went down. Maybe it showed up for that. I don't know. But again, it still is about these wartime scenarios.
Yep.
About how most of these UAPs appear. And it's especially the more famous events you hear of UAPs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they didn't start really showing up until we learned how to split the atom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, fuck, hold on. Y'all are too stupid to understand this, so we're going to have to watch it now.
Yeah. And then they're
like, blow each other up.
Yeah. And they're like, wait, 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 you don't do that. Hiroshima. And they're like, you know what? Let's just let these fuckers do what they want.
Yep.
But the Department of Defense's Aero All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office is now aware of this case. Thank God, a government branch of the government that I just have never fucking hardly heard of or know what they really do is on the case. I can't wait to have all the transparency. Yeah, sure. All right. All right. Yeah.
Tell us all your secrets.
But anyway, now to conclude TFR News, like we had started up, I don't know, a number of TFR News episodes before, I'm going to touch on something a little more embedded in science that relates in some way to the supernatural. Because before I talked about, you know, almost like a phantom iceberg off in the distance that people were like, how the fuck is that like right there? It's so close to Canada, wherever we were at. But it was just an illusion, and it goes in depth talking about that.
What the fuck did you talk about this?
You probably weren't here.
Probably not.
This is probably when you left. You were like, fucking ghost icebergs, I'm out.
I was the ghost.
Yeah, you're like, I can deal with like ghost animals, and I'll come back when you talk about ghost trains. But you're talking about a ghost iceberg, I'm out.
Like ghost.
That's the drawing the line.
Yeah, ghost icebergs, I've
had enough.
Like sinking, ghost dinosaurs.
Sinking the ghost Titanic.
Why the fuck aren't there ghost dinosaurs?
Well,
okay,
you know what's funny? Oh, now you're going to sit up and speak.
Now I'm mad, because if we're going to have ghost animals running around, why the fuck aren't there ghost dinosaurs? Because they talk about spirits. They always stick around after like experiencing something traumatic. I'm pretty sure a giant meteor coming out of the sky is fucking dramatic as hell.
Yeah, no, I would think the same thing. If the sun just started coming barreling towards Earth, I'd be like, great, want to be a ghost.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You know what's funny? One of those books over there on my shelf, I think it might be...
I loosened up my mic stand by grabbing it. I got excited.
Oh, Passport to the Cosmos? No, Passport to Magonia? I forget what the title is, but
you're
think...
You're just fucking pulling words out your ass. Shut up.
I think Jacques Vallée, I think he wrote the book. Anyway, I think in that book, they talk about like ghost dinosaurs or sea serpents and shit like that. I think.
Okay, sea serpents and dinosaurs are two different things.
I mean, yes and no.
Give me a giant fucking ghost. Imagine a fucking ghost T-Rex.
That needs to be a sci-fi movie immediately.
Why the fuck hasn't it already?
And we need the one Baldwin brother that no one knows. We also need the one Hemsworth brother that nobody knows. And we need Randy Quaid. That is our all-star.
Found fan art of a Ghostbuster getting a T-Rex. See? Give us that.
That would be fucking awesome.
I want it.
Cool. We have a movie pitch now. Anyway, to my last article here, just to branch off and tell you something that I think is really interesting. From the dailymail.com, Chinese scientists use stem cell technology to grow antlers on mice in breakthrough that could one day allow humans to regrow lost limbs. Josh is just fucking staring at me. So, scientists have managed...
Why are we going to put antlers on the mice for this?
Well, scientists have managed to grow antler-like structures on the foreheads of mice by transplanting stem cells from deer. Deer antlers fall off and regrow each year. During the spring, they'll increase in length at a rate of about an inch a day. Yes, sir, in the back?
Why not just do this on rabbits and make jackalopes?
That's what I'm getting at. At one point, I thought jackalopes were actually a real animal. Like, I didn't consider them to be within the cryptid world. I just thought it was an animal.
Yeah.
And then I was horribly just made fun of, and a bunch of fingers were pointing at me, and
you were made fun
people
of
were
things.
Pissing on my face, and it was a really bad time. And once they, you know, wiped me clean, they told me they were kind of sorry and said, look, jackalopes are not real, okay? We want you to get that. We want you to understand that's why we pissed in your mouth. And so I accepted the fact and went along. But now, maybe jackalopes can actually be real.
I want it.
Well, don't we all? I mean, I would love a mouse with antlers.
Now, fuck the mouse.
Now, a jackalope's a rabbit, right? Rabbit with antlers?
You give a mouse a cookie, that motherfucker's just going to ask for you. No, give a mouse antlers. Now, next he's going to ask for hooves. And, oh, God, now we got fucking mice fucking horses running around. We don't want that.
Why, when you said giving a mouse a cookie, I couldn't help but think of that saying about giving a man a fish, you feed him for a day, teach him how to fish, you feed him for a lifetime, whatever. You give the mouse a cookie.
He's gonna ask.
He's gonna ask. Why are we on the Santa kick? But if you teach a mouse how to make cookies,
Santa kick.
Yeah, we got the cookies and the milk, and we got the fucking Keebler elves running around in trees.
I didn't associate any of that with Santa until you just.
Not even when I said go back to the North Pole.
No.
What is wrong with you?
Mostly because I apparently wasn't listening because I don't remember that.
So in their new study, researchers from Northwestern Polytechnical University of Xi'an, China, identified the cells responsible for this regrowth. Just 45 days after transplanting these cells onto the foreheads of hairless laboratory mice,
they
began growing small stumps. The team hopes this procedure could one day be used to help repair bones or cartilage in humans or even grow back lost limbs.
You know, maybe there is hope.
Look
for
at
you.
It.
Maybe there.
Look at it. It's so cute.
Cutes.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like
what?
It.
What?
I don't like it.
Motherfucker. What?
I don't like it.
It's just hairless. It's like looking at a hairless cat.
It's very.
Your first initial reaction is like, oh, God. But then you're like, it's kind of cute.
Just because it looks like your scrotum.
I think all animals completely shaven will look like scrotums.
They just always be.
Maybe that's yours. The basis of all life. Scrotums. So.
I mean, that's where the life starts, I guess.
Deer antlers are the only mammalian body part that regenerate every year and are one of the fastest growing living tissues found in nature. Huh.
We just put that up in our houses.
Do you want to know how deer regrow their antlers?
Sure.
After a creature loses a limb, a population of cells called the blastema arises, which can eventually transform into cells that grow the limb back. Deer are known to possess blastema cells as they form antler tissue and bone after shedding their old antlers. The new study found that mesenchymal cells, a type of stem cell, that exists in outgrowths on their skull form blastema cells about 5 days after the shedding event. 5 days alter these blastema cells turned into cartilage and bone cells. I'm sure someone out there is having a little mini stroke every time I mispronounce that. The team used RNA sequencing, to study 75,000 cells of a cicadeer. Oh, thank you for giving me the Latin name, as if I can even pronounce the fucking English name, in the tissue end and near their antlers. The results revealed that 10 days before the antlers were shed, stem cells were abundant in the antler pedicle, the stumps that remain on the day of shedding. Wow, it gives me a chart, shows me the growth of deer with antlers, which, I mean, I don't care, I'm not a deer. Show it on a human, I might be a little more interested. But yeah. So if mice can grow antlers, perhaps you can use part of, if not the same type of stem cell for humans to regrow limbs and throw it under the fucking hood of a rabbit and we'll have a jackalope baby. And, ooh, wait a minute. What if you take that stem cell, maybe take a little bit of deer DNA, inject it into me, maybe into my forehead, I'll grow antlers and become a bipedal deer, and I'll be the Wendigo, and I'll just fucking kill people.
It'd be fun.
That would be a hell of a way to go. Become the Wendigo, just kill a bunch of fucking people, and then, you know, ultimately probably just be shot up by local PD. But yeah, that's it for TFR News. Ghost trains. Ancient Maya elves. Mice with little tiny stumps on their head.
Anime swords.
And it... Yeah. Anime sword. I think it's an enemy. Anime swords. That
I mean, it killed, could be an kill enemy, demons and enemy. Anime. Anime enemy.
Anime enemy. Anime enemy. Enema. Anime enemy. Enema. Anime enemy. Enema. Enema. Yeah. Alien baby. Cabbage. Don't forget that story. That was a very pivotal point of this whole episode. When I talked about it from like the 10-minute mark to like the 10-minute and 5-second mark.
I was gonna say, I already kind of forgot about it.
But yeah, that's it for TFR. Oh man, wow, we did it. What a great episode.
It's been great.
Yeah. What's just streamlined. No problems whatsoever. It's not like it took us an hour and a half to record an hour long episode and people were only gonna hear the hour. They don't know what the fuck we did. I told them what we did.
Like me.
But
yelling.
They don't remember unless they go back and listen
like
to it.
Like me yelling at your cat.
Oh, now they remember it. Thanks a lot.
Oh, there's there's a whole segment where I just looked over and I didn't even bother moving and I was yelling at him to not come in the door.
I know. I was trying to like make hand motions and shit from above the stairs and he just kept looking at me like, okay, looks like I'll just rub my ass on the carpet down here. No one's going to stop me. I know that's what dogs do, but my cat is a dog. Anyway, yeah, that's it for TFR News. If you want any more information like this, hit up our website, the farthestreachespodcast.com. Hit us up on any social media, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You got The Farthest Reaches, the first two, Facebook and Instagram, and then TFR Pod Official on Twitter. And yeah, there's a group on Facebook and a bunch of like-minded people are in there. You know, you can shoot the shit with people about anything and everything that's ooky spooky, whatever suits your fancy. Please, please, for the love of fucking God, before I take my 7-foot-long Dacko sword and kill all you motherfuckers, leave reviews.
Don't threaten people to leave
reviews. No, I will threaten our listeners. I'm doing it right now. You heard me say it.
Stop.
I'll fucking kill you all.
Stop.
But then there will be no one to review us.
Exactly.
I don't want to see my dream just crumble. Leave reviews. It is the easiest. It is the fastest. It is the best, absolutely best way for the podcast to grow. Apple Podcasts primarily. You can rate us on Spotify. I do see that for the longest time.
Can you rate on Spotify now?
You can. You can. The longest time, there was only one rate of 5 stars, me. And now there's like 10.
Whoa.
That's like 10 of me. I still think we're 5 stars because we're the best. And so, yeah. Please do that. Leave reviews. Come hang out with us. I mean,
I'm afraid to open my phone to get another stupid text message.
If you love listening to these episodes, if you like us, if you enjoy the podcast in general, then why not come to the group? Why not chat with us on social media to keep this ball rolling? All right? The ookie and the spooky and the dookie, we love it all.
Oh, we're 4.8.
What? Did you just give us a 3-star rate?
I did not.
We're flown now. How many do we have? 10?
11.
Oh, I swear to God, it was 10 and 5. Now I'm mad.
4.8.
Well, I got to get on Amazon and get that sword.
Oh, I'd give us 5 stars. Look at that.
We're just 5s on our own podcast. Oh, God. And yeah, if anyone out there knows about small town monsters, yeah, and or
we
like
are the
what?
Are we,
what?
We what? Are White so boy? We are so underclassed to be going to that con.
Oh, we're not just going.
Oh, I know, that's what I mean.
Yeah, Small Town Monsters, Monster Fest, the inaugural in June 3rd. Guess who's going to be there?
Us.
No, I was going to say Astonishing Legends. Yeah, us. We are going to be there vending. So it's in Canton, Ohio. A little bit of a drive, but it'll be worth it.
Not that bad.
There are gonna be a lot of fucking sweet people there. So if you want to come see us, if perhaps, you know, you couldn't get enough of this in the beginning. Squeak, bitch. Bitch, squeak. What? Okay. It's fucking broken. What the? Why is it? What the? Fuck that. Oh, I knocked over my Fallout 4 bobblehead. Anyway. There we go. If you want some more of this, God, that's good aim. I should be a Yao Ming. Anyway, if you want some more of those.
You play basketball, not a baseball.
That was frisbee golf. Anyway, yeah. If you want some of those, you have to come see us in Canton, June 3rd.
We're
Small Town Monsters
event.
I'll have to get something else.
People like the frogs.
I'll literally put my shit on a little plate. People want to just dip their finger in it for good luck. And we're trying to get on Crypticon. I hear tons of people talking about how they're already in, and I'm like, oh, well, okay. I guess I'll just wait my fucking turn.
They don't want us.
But no, it says it'll do it soon. Anyway, Small Town Monsters event, Monster Fest, right? Yeah, Monster Fest, June 3rd, Canton, Ohio. We'll be there along with many incredible people.
Well-established podcast.
Cryptozoological, paranormal, whatever world. And rate and review. Check us out on social media. Listen to some past episodes if you want for some other spooky stuff. We love you all. Have a great time out there. Be safe. Be healthy. Be courteous. You know, just understand what's going on around you. Be aware. And yeah, we will. You'll hear from us in the next episode.
Don't drive like an idiot.
Yeah. Welcome to Project Sign Off. Woo! I did it again. 2 times in a row.
Hello.
I've been Matthew.
I'm Josh.
Bye. Bye, I guess. Toodly-loo-doo. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. One more time.